Best and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today's radio show is sponsored by Not That Company, The Other Company.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox at 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House has approved an interim spending bill to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month.
The Senate is expected to take it up next week. Passage would buy Congress more time to hammer out a dozen spending bills.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Iran's foreign minister warns that any U.S. or Saudi military strike against his country would result in all-out war. Iran denies it attacked a Saudi oil facility last weekend. Federal prosecutors say fired American Airlines mechanic Abdul-Majid Ahmed Alani may have ties to ISIS. Fox's Phil Keating.
In court, prosecutors revealed that FBI agents found ISIS videos on his phone showing graphic killings and that he forwarded one of the videos to somebody with the urging for Allah to take revenge against all non-Muslims.
Alani is accused of sabotaging a plane at Miami International Airport over stalled labor talks. America is listening to Fox News.
Couple of minutes past five. Here's Alexa with something that could only happen today on 919.
And now a friendly reminder for a historical moment. Today at 919 and 19 seconds, it will be 91919 at 91919. And a person born at 919 on this date in 2000 is turning 19 on 91919. Please make a note of it.
Wow. Well, there's another 919 coming in about, 4 hours and 11 shopping minutes. Ooh. So that happens twice on 919.
Yes.
When's the next one of those?
Quite a while. Where's Joey when you need him?
Joey is busy.
Yes.
Free to fulfill a life of happiness and destiny. And again, our thanks as we launch another hour to the incredible crowd that turned out at Baumhauer's last night. And you got to admit, Joey was a good sport about the Barney cake. Yeah. Congratulations, Joey.
He was beaming.
He was. It was good to see.
Jack was not feeling too good last night, and we don't want Jack to be sick.
No.
So I'm glad he didn't try and play showbiz trooper yesterday and push himself out the door. We will get you there on another occasion.
Yeah.
Got to find out when Jack's birthday is. By the way, were you able to look up the Smithsonian Channel schedule?
Oh, yeah.
I was.
What is on tonight?
6 o'clock tonight, Air Disaster, Nuts and Bolts.
See, we were just talking about that. Nuts and Bolts, because they can bring a plane down. Well, you should watch that, folks. So the next time you have to fly, you'll be...
Would you like to hear what it's about?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Emory Worldwide Flight 17 leaves Sacramento Mather Airport in February 2000 while carrying a load of freight containers. Upon takeoff, the aircraft dives repeatedly and banks to the left. The pilots attempt to regain control of the crippled plane and return to the airport. But the DC-8 crashes a mile from the runway, killing all three crew members.
Wow, that's a great, fun way to start your evening off. What do they follow that with?
at 7 o'clock? Oh, it went off.
What?
It went off.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me run a traffic report. Find it. We'll come back to
it. All right.
Brad McDonald coming up.
We're rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the River Region, and we see an accident on I-85 southbound. It is near the Perry Hill Road exit, so please be careful in that area. Traffic is slowing down pretty quickly when you come past the boulevard. Down around the interchange, it's pretty crowded as well. If you're going north on I-65, there is a slowdown right around the Northern Boulevard, but it's not a big one. You'll get through there pretty quickly. Traffic on the Atlanta Highway is real thick between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road's jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. And if you're on the boulevard, everything looks pretty good, but it's crowded. There's a lot of traffic rolling with you. Watch out for the cars around you. Thursday night is $6.99 Ribeye Steak and Fries Night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 Ribeye Steak and Fries Night tonight at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rosie's phone ran amok. Were you able to get back to it?
I was, and now it's wanting to talk to me again.
I mean, after that exciting air disaster, I mean, I want to know what... That's like the main course, what's for dessert at 8.
Well, there's one on human sacrifice.
Oh, well, after you've watched a plane load of people crash, why
I'm
not
telling you,
a little human sacrifice?
Questioning the Smithsonian.
Wait a minute. Fox News is telling us that more than half the country disapproves Trump's job performance.
Bull.
We're doomed. If that's actually true, we are doomed. We are frickin' doomed. Lowest unemployment in 50 years, best economy in 50 years, best personal... And what is wrong with people? Why are you so constitutionally incapable of being happy? I don't get it.
I think they're listening to the media.
Exactly. They're setting the narrative.
I think
the media's outright lying to us, yes, about these polls.
I'm going to go with the latter. I think people are afraid to say they support Trump because they think they're going to get...
Well, look what happens when you do.
Yeah, this is true. 508.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Your local news and weather, then Brad McDonald.
News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey announced today that she'll soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments after tests confirmed a small spot on her lung is a tiny isolated malignancy. She says because it was discovered early, it is treatable. She says she will still be able to carry out her duties during the treatments. A massive fire destroyed a hotel in Greenville last night. Officials say the Baymont Inn caught fire around 9 o'clock. Greenville Police Chief Justin LaVorn says the hotel was closed for the day for maintenance and no injuries were reported. In Autauga County, a car exploded and caught fire last night. The sheriff's office says this happened in the 700 block of Carr Road and Pine Level. After the explosion, a garage also caught fire, and we are told that power lines came down as well. No injuries were reported. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh, I got to thank Chris Cleghorn to the rescue.
Yes.
He sent me schedule.
He did.
For Smithsonian Channel. Nuts and Bolts.
Yes.
Then Southern England.
Human Sacrifice.
That's part of the show Mystic Britain, which is really pretty interesting because they go back and, well.
That's where we came from.
Yeah, there was a lot of really weird stuff going on. And then the Colosseum's grand opening, 8 days that made Rome. And Death Race at 10.
Air disasters.
You think the Smithsonian Channel's boring? I got news for you. What I just read is better than any movie.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity, lows at night, pretty comfortable, mid-60s. Still dry, about 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you change that dial, the terrorists win.
Not only that,
you can't show your bosom for 3 o'clock.
So put it wave. It's out there. That was not what I thought it was.
Interesting. What does that have to do with press?
It has nothing to do with terrorists. And it could launch a subject that could get me in all kinds of trouble. So let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, who can explain to me why today I took my little hour-long nap, woke up, hit my phone to see how the markets were doing, and I saw some green. And then when I got up here at 3 o'clock, I hit it again, and I saw a little red, nothing alarming. Tell us about the day in our money, Brent.
Yeah. No, you're right. It was a really, really boring day. I got to tell you, you know, there was nothing really going on in terms of news. Credit markets were fairly stable, you know. Federal funds, relatively stable, which is good. Of course, the Fed's now using their repo operations to stabilize things. But all in all, it's been, you know, we just, like I said, it was boring. We traded sideways. And I think what's going on is everyone's just sort of focused on this China deal. I mean, I know I've been saying this every day for, gosh, a year it seems like, but it is a big deal. I mean, it is a very big deal. No question. I mean, it slowed some things down here and there, but all in all, everyone is, you know, all eyes on this because, you know, the Chinese came back and said they wanted to do a deal. Trump says that it looks like things are looking better and that he thinks they're going to do a deal. And, of course, we got this... This contingent, this group coming from China in the first week in October. And so everyone's kind of hopeful. And I think that's what's keeping the indexes sort of hovering around these highs. And I also think that's why, you know, you look at the three big areas. You look at Brexit. You look at the interest rate scenario and the federal funds rate. And you look at the China trade deal. And so far, it's kind of what the market expects. And, you know, we got the rate cut yesterday, you know. We got the ECB decision last week, which went largely like everyone expected. And so there's just not a whole lot out there in terms of a near-term catalyst that would carry us higher, except for the trade deal. So until we get a little more visibility on that, it's going to be kind of hard to say one way or the other. And then, of course, you get earnings as well that kick off in the first part of October. So, you know, that's where we are.
The economy, basically, though, remains in great shape.
No, it does. It absolutely does. You know, there are things out there. So, for example, if you go around and you look at the different types of sectors in the country, mm-hmm. Obviously the services sector has been blistering hot. I mean, it really has. Even these ISM numbers we spoke about last week, those numbers continue to be extremely strong. The ISM services sector number, that is. And then when you look at manufacturing, you know, it's been kind of been moving around, a little bit volatile. It showed the first time in a long while, it showed contraction. But I'm not so worried about that, only because the United States is really, I mean, about 12% of our economy is actually manufacturing, believe it or not. So it's not the kind of bellwether that it would be. Then you look at housing and auto sales and those kinds of things. Those still remain fairly healthy. And, oh, by the way, I mean, the housing starts numbers have been unbelievable this month and last month. The number for existing home sales and new home sales and construction permits for new residences all up in double digits, showing very healthy increases in growth. This month and last month. But, you know, let's face it, two big variables there. One, we have a shortage of homes in this country, and it's true. We really do. Demographic trends indicate that, that we're not building as many homes as we should be, so we're kind of behind the curve. But then also, interest rates have gone down dramatically. We started talking about this a month or 2 months ago about the action that was happening in the 10-year Treasury bond market, yields coming down. Well, that's impacted mortgage rates, and mortgage rates have come down again, and so I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that. But all in all, you can find certain little areas of weakness in America. Yes, you can. But if you look at the picture in total, it's still very strong, and we're still at full employment. Wages continue to rise, and I just don't see this recession, you know, that everyone keeps talking about. Obviously, if things get a lot worse with China, or we have a military conflict with Iran, you know, sentiment can change, consumer sentiment can, all those things, yeah, anything's possible. But right now, it looks pretty good. It really does.
We love hearing that. That's the kind of news we like, and that's the kind of news people who want to plan for the future want to hear. Brant, we'll be here tomorrow if anything breaks or if I have a dumb question. Well, there is no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to money, is there?
No, there's not. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm looking forward to being with you next Tuesday because, and I'll just leave this with you to kind of linger. We remember the days of QE back in 08 and 09, and I remember shouting from the rooftop saying, listen, they're printing money. This is going to be the biggest reflation trade we've ever seen, you know. And so be looking at stocks, be looking at real estate, be looking at hard assets and commodities and all those things. And so we're going to be talking about that next Tuesday, about this whole idea that the Fed is going to be forced to have to start some sort of a QE-like program sometime in the next 6 to 8 weeks. There are a lot of very big-time people saying that's coming, and I'm beginning to sort of think it probably is as well. So we're going to talk about that, what that means for all of us, because that could be a big paradigm shift as we move forward.
All right, friends, so all that sounds good to me. This is every day is a great day, but why not make today the day you pick up the phone and call 387-0094 and make an appointment to meet Brant and the incredible team of people he's put together at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan going for your future. Build a nest egg. Prepare or think ahead to retirement or saving for that first home or your kids' education. They can help you achieve that and help you realize, hey, there's painless amounts of money that I can put to work for the long term as opposed to satisfying some immediate need. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094 for Brant and the Brady Trust of McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you. And we will talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday unless something crazy happens tomorrow.
All righty, my friend. Thanks.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We have a Michigan-based company that apparently they have a product called the Dryer Vent Wizard. And I do know a couple that had a house fire because their dryer vent got clogged up.
It'll happen.
So that happens. So the Dryer Vent Wizard may be a great... But what this company is doing is attempting to amass the world's largest ball of lint. Apparently, they want that Griswold family to come to Farmington Hills, Michigan to see...
Ball of lint.
Yeah. All they need to do to accompany this is to find the world's biggest belly button to put next to it. That's what I would do. Anyway, the goal, and think about it, you know, lint is virtually weightless. They're going to attempt to put together a ball of lint that will weigh 1,000 pounds.
That thing would have to be 500 feet in diameter.
It would be huge.
They're saying that it would have to be weighed on a construction crane before they can put it on display. The Farmington Hills Fire Department will be on hand to put any fires out when they achieve this goal.
Lint's mostly air.
These are the people with nothing better to do. You know what I'm saying? Now, they're not dangerous. They're just silly. But there are bad guys all over the place. And Applied Security, they've been protecting us for the whole time I've worked here, going all the way back to 2002. Mark and Vicky have been the proprietors of Applied Security since 1987. They would love to help you secure your home or business, and they can take over your existing monitoring if you're not happy. I can tell you this. Anytime somebody misses the code or anytime a door is jammed, those alarms go off, and you can hear them from Eastern Boulevard to Perry Hill. Nobody sticks around when there's that much noise, and that's based on the system they install. And it's a good system, magnetic locks, and, as far as video cameras, we've got everything covered. Mm-hmm. And they have taken care of all of that for us. So when you're ready to really protect your home or business or industrial property, Applied Security, go local. They're really terrific people. Call Vicki at 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit Number 276. This is Micah.
Micah.
Hello, Micah.
Hey, how's it going?
We're all right, basically.
That's better than nothing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You wanted to know if we had talked about the whistleblower.
The whistleblower?
Yes.
This is the one...
Which one?
Well, there's been a lot of whistleblowing. To say the least. I just had the story up on Drudge. Let me find it again. Trump's communication with foreign leader, part of controversial whistleblower complaint. Why don't you tell us, give us your spin on this?
Well, I was listening to my favorite news source to ever listen to about things like this. I won't drop any names, but they rhyme with PNN. But from the gist of how they explained it, it was laughable because someone was offended by a promise Trump made to a foreign leader, but the details wouldn't be released to Congress. So now Congress is mad because they think that it's important enough for them to have the more information on what this whistleblower said because it's supposedly some crucial information. And my take is, there's a couple of things from it is, Trump makes promises to foreign leaders probably daily, I would assume, in order to get what he wants out of people. That's what he does. He negotiates with foreign leaders.
Yeah, he's been
leaders.
Pretty good at it, too.
And he's done a fantastic job. I mean, he's accomplished everything he set out to do. But I often wonder if people are just trying to jump on the first thing that they can in order to paint Trump in a bad light.
Oh, my God, and man. That's been the modus operandi since day one, even before day one.
Absolutely, and it's like they don't even expect that Trump may have a long game for it. Like, he could be setting them up for something to get something, and so that's a big reason why I believe the details were withheld from, one, the Congress, who has been actively going against Trump since he went to office, and two, from the public, who is being painted this horrible picture of Trump without even getting the full detail on what's actually happening. So what I suspect would probably happen in the near future is the details are going to come out to who it was that he was speaking to, because this news source or this news station who claims they have sources
showed all of
the... Oh, extremely. Especially with all their anonymous sources that they don't ever name. Yeah. But they're definitely credible. Don't forget. 100%. But they showed all the pictures of the foreign leaders Trump had spoken to in the summer. And it was hilarious because they show, like, the worst leaders you can imagine, like the world leader from Pakistan, or Kim Jong-un, or Vladimir Putin. But they leave out, like, leaders like Angela Merkel or Justin Trudeau. Like, they leave out all those leaders, but they show all of the ones that are potentially these horrible, horrible people. That one thing they don't want to go to war with, but at the same time, they don't want our president ever trying to get on their good graces to keep us from going to war with these people.
You know, you nailed it, because the media, they don't care about facts. They rush to judgment. They have no. He's the first president since Reagan who's really made a hard case for looking out for America's best interests. And why are people against that? You know, if we get Warren or one of those guys, and thanks so much for the call, we're going to be bending over again for China. Mm-hmm. We're going to be sending plane loads of cash to Iran. Mm-hmm. And they're still going to continue to try and destroy us. I don't get it. We got to get traffic at 526. And then our silly segment's not real silly, but George Carlin makes the people who think we need to save the planet look silly.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we see an accident on I-85 near Ann Street that is slowing traffic down on the southbound side. Please be careful as you pass through there. Traffic around the interchange is also really busy, and as you head north on I-65, there's a slowdown right near to the Northern Boulevard. If you are on the Boulevard, everybody's moving along pretty well, but we see big crowds around the Troy Highway. It's also really congested between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, and Taylor Road is a mess this afternoon. Just be careful as you pass through between East Chase and Vaughan Road. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger's on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are different. The planet is fine. compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
I saw an article today. 90% of the plastic waste is being generated by Asia and China. Countries in the Asia region and China are responsible. But we're the ones that have to pay. And this is what just drives me nuts.
Me too.
They really believe that by imposing incredible restrictions on our freedoms and all this other crap, these stupid windmill farms and stuff, those don't work good when there's no wind, by the way.
I did a show on this. We are responsible for less than 3% of all the...
have done a great job of reversing our polluting ways in my lifetime. I've seen it. But there's always something. Like in the 70s, I remember 60 Minutes doing a documentary on acid rain. Now you got AOC, who I despise.
Yeah, me too. Crazy woman.
She, the other day she said, and Miami's going to be underwater in 10 years. Hey, you little... the Rosie effect kicks in here. You little nitwit.
Yeah, that's it.
They told us Miami would be underwater by the year 2000. Yeah, you, the same people. You're so good with these predictions. It's just nothing but relentless fear-mongering. Miami's shoreline is where it was when I left. I know because I was just there. There's no flooding. The beaches remain exactly where they were the entire 25 years I lived down that way. And, yeah, it's been a hot summer. Guess what? You know who? I've got to find a paleontologist because paleontologists are very familiar with climate history. And we've been through these.
Yep.
On the very channel I suggested you watch tonight, the Smithsonian Channel, for air disasters and, Mystic Britain. What was that
thing?
Human sacrifice. All these cheery subjects.
Yeah.
I just watched a whole documentary they did on Yellowstone. Yellowstone is an active volcano.
You better believe it.
And about every 600,000 years, they estimate it. Now, it will wipe out life in an immediate area if it should just, because you get that.
Like a nuclear bomb going off is what it is.
The pyroclastic fire, whatever it is, the force flattens, kills everything in its path for a certain perimeter. Then there's two more perimeters, which almost make it to the state of Alabama, where you're going to have, crops wiped out. And a lot of people, the ash and everything else, which is very, you can't breathe that stuff. It's got little, needles in it.
Bad stuff.
Yeah, we saw this. We all watched. And this is what's amazing. We watched Mount St. Helens. We knew it was going to blow because they had images of a big bulge developing on the side of the mountain.
I remember that.
It blew. It was the first real active volcanic event that it still killed 60 people who just said, I'm not moving.
Idiots.
I'd rather stay here in my mountain cabin. And one of the guys, I remember the name, was Harry Truman. He became rather infamous because media crews would go to his house and say, you're really going to stay here? They're saying, I'm staying. Well, Harry's dead. and he died in...
He chose poorly.
Yeah, he did. Chris, let me grab your call after we take a quick check on traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents on the east side. We have one on the Atlanta Highway right at Coliseum Boulevard, so be careful if you're headed out of downtown towards that direction. There's an accident on East Boulevard at Shirley Lane right in front of the car dealers. We also see an accident near Wears Ferry Road on the boulevard, so please be careful on the east side. It's real crowded over there. If you're traveling on I-85 southbound, look out around the Perry Hill Road area. There's an accident. Looks like traffic's getting by that one okay, but when you get down by the interchange, it's real jammed up. If you're headed north on I-65, there's a slowdown right around the Northern Boulevard. It's a short traffic jam, but be careful if you're headed through there. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger's on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's go to Chris at 536.
How y'all doing this afternoon, Greg?
Terry and Rosie.
Yeah, Terry and Rosie. But you were just talking about Yellowstone, and I wanted to tell you, just dropped the phone. Anyway, I just got back from Yellowstone about 2 weeks ago. We went and visited the last 2 weeks of August, and I've been lucky enough to see it. Seen it three times, and I saw it before the big 1988 humongous fire that they had that broke out and about destroyed the whole park.
Yeah,
and then I've seen it a couple times after that, and seen how much it's grown back up and recovered. But there's a new geyser that's become reactivated last year called Steamboat Geyser. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky enough to be there with my father the day it set a yearly record for the amount of times it's erupted in a year. Last year it had set a record for 32 times, and I think it was during the spring when it became active, and it hadn't been active for several years, you know, 5 or 6 years it hadn't been active.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's August the 27th, it erupted 33 times, which set its own record then. And we happened to be in the park right there in the area where it was at when it was erupting. And that sound of that geyser going off is phenomenal. I mean, I'd have to share some video on Facebook, and then I'll send you a link to it later on, Greg. But if you think Old Faithful is something to see for the height of the water when it reaches,
yeah, I've seen it.
Old Faithful doesn't have anything on Steamboat whenever Steamboat goes off, because it's on average about 300 to 400 feet in the air is what Steamboat can produce.
Wow.
And when we were there, it was still erupting. It was mostly steam and a mixture of water vapor, but it was erupting for over an hour. Nonstop.
In this documentary, Orson, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate the recollection. Old Faithful, you could time your watch to Old Faithful.
Yes.
Then in 1959, in the northwest section of the park, there was an earthquake. Half of a mountain. It just literally, like somebody took a big cleaver and cut it in half. Hmm. And it flooded, actually created a lake. And in the lake were all these homes that were just floating around. We actually got real stupid, went into the lake and explored some of these abandoned houses. There was nothing in them, just structures.
Sure.
But it was really weird, because when you see this mountain, like cross-sectioned by the power of that earthquake, you start getting swarms. I guess they get like 2,000 readings a day out of off Richter scales around Yellowstone Park.
Wow.
This is east.
Hey, Greg, I don't want to bring some bad news, but I just got a note from Becky Garrison. I don't know if you're aware that our governor has been diagnosed with lung cancer.
We've had that on the news all day.
Yeah, really. I'm sorry. I've been very busy, if it wasn't for this show, I'd go crazy. But I, as a cancer survivor, it just kind of rattles me, man. I feel bad for her, you know.
Yeah, fortunately, the note from the governor's office, let me pull it up here real quick. I am glad you called on this. The statement is Governor Ivey's announcement that she'll be undergoing outpatient radiation for a malignant spot on her lung is met with great concern, but we're confident that the steel magnolia of Alabama will recuperate quickly. We hope it's great comfort to her. They caught this early, which is
good.
Important.
Millions of Alabamians will lift your name up to the Lord's ear during this time. We should also take this opportunity to be reminded of so many who have walked this challenging path. We believe Governor Ivey will tackle this moment with tenacity, faith, and grace, as she does everything. So, yes, our thoughts and prayers are with Governor Ivey as well.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to get screened either, man. I mean, that's if they can catch it early, it could save your life.
Tell me about it, Ace. Don't think I don't sweat the chest x-ray every year. Believe me.
All right, Rosie, I love you. We'll talk to
love
you guys
you
later.
Too.
Bye.
Thanks. Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Switch Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey announced today that she'll soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments after tests confirmed a small spot on her lung is a tiny isolated malignancy. She says because it was discovered early, it is treatable. She says she will still be able to carry out her duties during the treatments. In Autauga County, a car exploded and caught fire last night. The sheriff's office says this happened in the 700 block of Carr Road and Pine Level. After the explosion, a garage also caught fire, and we are told that power lines came down as well. No injuries were reported. A massive fire destroyed a hotel in Greenville last night. Officials say the Baymont Inn caught fire around 9 o'clock. Greenville Police Chief Justin LaVorne says the hotel was closed for the day for maintenance and no injuries were reported. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity. Lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry. About 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents on the east side. We have one on the Atlanta Highway right at Coliseum Boulevard, so be careful if you're headed out of downtown towards that direction. There's an accident on the East Boulevard at Shirley Lane right in front of the car dealers. We also see an accident near Ware's Ferry Road on the boulevard, so please be careful on the east side. It's real crowded over there. If you're traveling on I-85 southbound, look out around the Perry Hill Road area. There's an accident. Looks like traffic's getting by that one okay, but when you get down by the interchange, it's real jammed up. If you're headed north on I-65, there's a slowdown right around the Northern Boulevard. It's a short traffic jam, but be careful if you're headed through there. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You say it's a Thursday.
On News Talk 93.1 FM. But he's got to depart a little earlier. You're going to, sounds like an exciting event.
Yeah, Jack Ingram, they're unveiling the 2020 Porsche 911, the new, you know.
And you want to go there and buy one for me as a gift of
how
appreciation.
Did you know?
For
how did you know? God, you blew my gig, man. You blew my gig.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're doing a little, it's like an invite because I have bought the last three AMGs I bought from them. I bought probably 15 cars from Jack Ingram's over the years because they're just where you go in Montgomery. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And I got an invite to this, so I'm going to go. I'm going to go look at the new car, and maybe I'll win something. You never know.
I will not be shopping for a Porsche. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I told Tip, if you have another pre-owned Rogue with real low miles, like the one I'm currently driving, let me know. And if he can keep the price,
I guarantee you he can.
Well, I learned with Tip Thames, ask, you may get exactly what you want.
Exactly. I love Jack Ingram.
And I'm so proud to be affiliated with them. Going all the way back to my first year here, did remotes from the Volkswagen store.
Yes.
And this is the kind of professionalism that I worked with in Miami when I was a Lexus spokesman down there.
It's hard to find this type of family professionalism like you do with Jack Ingram.
David Ingram is the man.
Yep.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
Quick bug. On Saturdays, mm-hmm. Clearing the Air, what you going to be?
We're going to be talking about this attack on the oil refineries. We're going to get into that. And, of course, I've got to bring in Morgellons and the stuff, what happened to me last week and how it relates to, how I believe it relates to Morgellons, you know, bouncing all around like we did.
I wish they would do a little more research on that topic.
I do, too. But the problem is, and before a doctor can treat anything, the CDC, Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, has to say that it is a legitimate illness or disease.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that Morgellons you're delusional if you have Morgellons. Well, I've got, I don't know how many images, I got video. How can you film a delusion?
They used to tell people who thought the world was round that they were delusional.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good luck in that battle.
Yeah.
I've seen the evidence. I am beyond a shadow of a doubt satisfied at the evidence that Terry Adams has presented me on this. So good luck. And
thank you.
Say hi to everybody over there for me,
will
you?
Believe me, I will. I'm sure they'll be asking me because I know they're listening.
It is 5:49. Let's grab this call real quick. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Greg, this is Sam.
Sam, again?
Yes. Oh, well, yeah, this morning was kind of rough, and I apologize, but I thought the timing on this was actually good. Talking about the importance of your annual checkup. Annual checkup saved my mother's life. She just had a tumor removed yesterday afternoon over at Jackson Hospital. Dr.
Wow.
Strickland got it out. Oh, yeah, man. And they found it early. No radiation needed. And
Dr. Strickland, is that Dr. Johnny Strickland?
No, this is a lady doctor.
Oh, okay.
And, you know when someone has that professionalism and that confidence, they can talk to you, calm you down. And but I everything turned out all right. And it's that annual checkup that did it.
Appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
You too.
My Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, It's not that he doesn't. I have cut back. I have cut back on tobacco, and the BS alarm is not going off.
That's right.
I have not quit, which would be ideal, of course. But now I've lost weight, and some, actually a good number of smokers that quit say they gained a lot of weight right afterwards, and I don't want to do that.
You know, my mom and dad both smoked. One of them quit cold turkey. The other one quit gradually, cut back little by little by little by little. But they both quit.
I make a nice living. They're ridiculously expensive. And I think, you know, the Democrats are always about the poor, right? Well, in California, where the Democrats are in charge, 62 cents, that's the tax on every gallon of gas out there. And their prices are the highest in the country. Do you think that makes life easier for the poor, you idiots? Because you're all, I mean, you're totally road dependent out there, for one thing. Crazy. And then cigarettes, too, because it's an easy tax. Oh, you want people to die? Well, the statistics I know show about 32% of smokers are in the poverty level or lower, I guess because that's how they cope. I don't know. I'm not making excuses. I'm not advocating smoking. And having been through rehab for a number of different addictions, this is the toughest one. In fact, when I first went into rehab, the first thing they told those of us who were smokers, don't quit. You're going to feel great. After we detox you, you're going to feel great. You're going to want to change everything, but don't quit. They didn't think it was a good idea.
Tackle one at a time.
Yeah, and that's the hardest. No doubt about it. 552.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, that was helpful. I went to play something, and now it's being stubborn, and it won't play. So, the heck with you. Reminder, the details are on my Facebook page. Oh, there's Candace Owens. Can we play this over the air?
Moderate approach, the way he debates and speaks, and I think he's an attractive candidate in many ways to a lot of people. That actually surprised me coming from him. Especially coming from South Bend, it's an interesting community, it's very diverse. But I never think it's a winning thing to attack Americans. Attack Trump, go at it. But attack Americans, I think that's a no-no.
Well, she's right, for one.
Right.
it's not just Trump they go after. Anybody that votes for him has got to be a mentally ill, deranged, you know.
He wasn't attacking Americans.
He just called them racist.
He was attacking a point of view. He said if you're supporting a racist policy, then you're a racist. If you support a policy that says go out on the street and hit every fifth person with blonde hair named Laura, you probably are a person who's out to attack every fifth person with blonde hair named Laura. What he was saying is if you're supporting immigration policies that are racist, then you too are racist because you support racist things.
He didn't say the word.
I can't listen to this. Yeah. This is why I don't watch Fox, and I forget it. Laura, I don't know what's going on with you. Candace Owens is a great guest, but we've got a lot of dead, raped, and damaged Americans from people who got in here illegally. That's not racist. That's a fact. And people seem to be struggling with facts. I wish I hadn't listened to that. Now I'm all...
But you didn't get to listen to Candace. You just listened to the opposing
view. I'm out of time.
Yeah.
I'm out of time. Dang. And I guess we're doing Joey rerun?
Yes.
Okay. There are plans. There are plans afoot for that. I'll be over at Infusion tomorrow at 2 o'clock for my next eye assist treatment.
Yay.
This is really interesting. We're going to get Dr. Darren Woodling and Ryan Turner back in here to talk more about this, but this is the latest. It's a very simple, painless, comfortable procedure where they use microcurrents through nodules on 5 points around your face and the back of your neck to reset your brain. And it's a real interesting process because it trains you in self-awareness and the ways it helps you. Better sleep. Until that last few minutes there, much better temper control. I mean, I haven't had a good meltdown over something dumb anyway. And I even handled that ridiculous electric bill with a plum.
Yes, you did. I was proud of you, Greg.
Rich Thomas does IV vitamin therapy. I do, too. We did that together on Saturday, and they have a variety of IV vitamin cocktails that can help your life. Everything from athletic performance to stress release to immunity boosting. Just order it up. Tell them what you need. And the master antioxidant glutathione. Cryotherapy. Joey is a huge cryotherapy fan because he works out hard and does these yoga programs, and cryotherapy will fix up your sore muscles, boost your metabolism, help you lose weight if that's what you... In fact, in that regard, CryoSkin 3.0, another advancement in technology that allows... It can take an inch off your waist in one session. Talk about all these new state-of-the-art treatments at Infusion by calling 296-1662, 296-1662 for Infusion. Right off Taylor Road at Blunt, as you turn east on Blunt Road, it's the third building on your right. Infusion, cryoandlaser.com online.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling our way on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are starting to look a little bit better around the river region. We see a lot of cars on the boulevard, but we don't have any hang-ups for you. If you're on the interstates, they look like they're back up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems headed towards Prattville on I-65. I-85's moving along just fine, except if you are in the area of the Wall exit, that's exit 16 going northbound, there's an accident there. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd. 3rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise.